to build your faith? Do you desire to have a true encounter with God through His Word? Then listen to Logos Rhema Hour with Reverend Dr. Joseph Baobin, Head Pastor of Harvest Chapel International, Kumasi. He is a seasoned man of God and a teacher of the Word in its truth and simplicity. Make time with us each and every Monday to Friday at 2 p.m. on Spirit 88.3 FM as we encounter the Word of Truth. God richly bless you. Welcome to Logos Rhema Hour with God's servant, Reverend Dr. Joseph Baobin, Head Pastor of Harvest Chapel International, Kumasi. And now, to today's message.
Let's take our confession, Joshua 1 verse 8. This book of the law shall not depart out of my mouth, but I shall meditate in it day and night, that I may observe to do according to all that is written in it. For then I will make my way prosperous, and then I will have good success. Amen.
Trusting that God will prove Himself to you, reveal Himself to us all together, hallelujah, as we continue to wait on Him. Amen. It's unfortunate that most often when it comes to testifying, I don't want to use the word boasting, but testifying about the power of God, that God is a wonder-working, miracle-working God. For most of us, the average believer, there's a lack of that testimony, of that validation in our Christian walk, and we sometimes find it difficult, therefore, to testify that our God is not just a good God, but He is all-powerful, all-knowing, incredible, awesome God, because of that palpable lack of proofs. Amen. And we've been saying it, and I want to say it again, that as a believer, you and I are supposed to be students of supernatural phenomena. Say amen. I hope I'll get it. Ye pensem pensem hum humu enyema. And hallelujah. Ye fifi. Ye fifi. Humu enyema. Hallelujah. We are students of the supernatural. And let me add that it is not just to satisfy our curiosity. No. But rather to exercise that power, that authority, that by virtue of calling ourselves Christians, believers, or born again persons, God is the governor of the heavens. And a lot of things are happening in the realms of the spirit, in the heavens. And we have said it, whether you like it or not, God has said it, and it is true, and it is manifest. The earth is controlled by supernatural events and activities in the heavenly places. Oh my God, I hope you heard that. Because if you heard it, you will rise up and be who God has called us to be. not just investigating supernatural phenomena, but exhibiting sonship. Hallelujah. And daughtership. Amen. Else, you may make shipwreck of your faith. You won't make it. Hallelujah. You may not make it to heaven. And Lord, it's so sad and so pathetic that we have all this tremendous goodwill from God, tremendous power and resources being made available to us as believers so that we can use it, utilize it, and demonstrate, but we are not interested. But we are interested in heaven, and that's what I'm saying. You may barely make it to heaven. Hallelujah. And you don't want to tiptoe into heaven. I always say that you don't want to tiptoe into heaven bruised, beaten, with your head down, crestfallen, wounded. I just literally just made it. But you want to go in blazing with joy, triumph, victory. Hallelujah. Like the men of old. My God, Paul was dying in a Philippian, in a Roman jail, about to be executed. He was writing to Timothy. We are ready. He said, oh my God, Timo, I have finished. I have finished my course. I have fought a good fight. I am victorious. I await the crown of glory and of triumph that God is going to give to me. He said, and not only me, but everyone else who have loved his calling, embrace this Christian faith, these truths, these simple but awesome truths, and practicing them. That is why we have been fasting. And today is our 27th day. Just half day. But something is happening inside of us if you have been on this fast. Hallelujah. If nothing has been happening to you, and this morning we are going to examine our born-again experience. Hallelujah. Remember we said we are pressing the reset button so we can get back to base again. So we can know whether we'll make it to heaven. Whether the heavens recognize our voices when we stand. We are not just fasting, we are praying. Remember, it's our month of dominating in prayer. And this month, that's why at the beginning of the month, we said we'll set time aside. Just a half day, we'll fast our breakfast. So we can wait on God in praying, in reading, in studying, meditating on the word. And above all, applying it. That's what I said. We are students of supernatural phenomena. As believers, we read, we learn, we apply, and we get the results. Hallelujah. And you are here this morning, no results, no validation. You yourself, you know. Even the heaven that we say we are tiptoeing or creep, it is elusive. You can't lay your hands on it. You are not too sure whether you will make it. Good news this morning. Hallelujah. Oh, I said a hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. And let me say it in passing that your fasting life as a believer, it is critical. It is necessary. Amen. No, we are not being too spiritual. We are being nearly and barely, you know, the rules of the game. Hallelujah. Oh, I don't like fasting. I don't know fasting. I don't want to fast. And you missed it. You didn't get born again. You didn't get born again as the Bible prescribes. And if you got born again, you have not. Something has not happened in you. Because if the Spirit of the living God, for every true believer who received him, he says he gives them power, authority to become the sons and daughters of God. There will be a quickening within your spirit when you hear that, let's wait. Even somewhere along your pursuit of God or living this Christian life, the Holy Spirit will lead you. Talking about spirit-led fast, will lead you into this necessary spiritual warfare or ingredient or virtue the ability to set food aside and wait on God in prayer and in fasting. The Bible says we war not against flesh and blood, against principalities, powers, rulers, authorities, witches. I'm sure that one you can identify with them. Witches of where? Where do you come from? Sogakope, witches of Ebri, Masakandalili Mitaya, who have been set forth so that they can hinder your progress. Last Wednesday, if you have been following our video and not in person and you follow online, we're teaching about it. The heavens, that place. When we are praying, when we are interceding, when we are the heavens, it is saturated and infused with spirits, all kinds of spirits. To tell you, one side, God and his holy angels, they are there. But particularly, Satan and his evil cause, they are also there. Daniel gives us an insight, isn't it? Is it in Daniel chapter 9 or 10? Hallelujah. Now, when he set forth to pray, set forth his stomach aside, he said he was going to do a 21-day fast. And he was eating. It was partial fast like our own. Hallelujah. Amen. And he says somewhere along the line, Angel Gabriel came and then he said, oh, Daniel, you know something? Immediately you started praying, heaven heard it, and God sent forth an answer. But as we were coming with the answer, spiritual force, it says the prince of Persia, they were there in the heaven and said, mimpne, 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 mimpne. Oh, Jesus. I'm saying you are a born-again believer. Things must turn around. Circumstances must change because God's goodwill, it leverages supernatural resources for us. So we can win. We can win this battle, this spiritual warfare. Hallelujah. If you have been studying, if you don't know today, I'm telling you, we are investigating supernatural phenomena. Hallelujah. Amen. It says we war not against flesh and blood, powers, and they are there in the heavens to frustrate you. To frustrate the answers and the things, oh, erade, erade, me, dear, my breath, and I'm if you I was saying now, and say, that every day you are complaining, I'm if you for, me fear the heading, and I'll take home. And what are you doing about it? You didn't hear it. Oh, who believed in him? He gave them power to become sons and daughters of God. And like we've been learning all, man, when we stand in the place of prayer, I love this. Abba! Abba! God says, yes, that's my son. Angel Gabby, can you come? Can you go and hear what he's saying? He needs some resources. He needs something for passing. Let it be sent to him. That's why we've been fasting. And today is the 27th day. Amen. Oh, I thought I'd hear an amen. Amen. Something is happening. You can hear. You can sense it. And the whole place is saturated with the power of God. God is here, and when God comes, he comes with a retinue of angels, supernatural beings, to help us, you and I, the sincerely, the truly, genuinely born-again believers, recognized in the heavens. He brings us forth help so we can make it triumphantly in this life. But what are we doing? As believers, I'm questioning all of us. Believers, what are we doing? There's such a palpable lack of testimonies, credible testimony. Whenever we come and we say, oh, praise the Lord. Oh, God is good. Most often it's manufactured. Hallelujah. We lack credible because we are not, we lack the energy. There's no desire. May they my bread. May my bread. And our brothers who try and ma. We are not talking about mansions and cars and things. So they are all additions. Remember all this man, we said, God, that I may know thee and the power of thy resurrection. I say, if you are here, a believer, and you say, me fear before hammer, I don't think you are a believer. Or you've not read the Bible. A believer without reading the Bible, you'll be defeated. That's why I say you may tiptoe into heaven, beaten. And if you are not careful, you may not even make it. Sooner than later, you compromise.
We'll be right back after this break. He awakens me morning by morning. He awakens my ear to listen like one being instructed. Shalom, precious one. The Harvest Chapel International Kumasi invites you to join our morning glory devotion this and every Monday to Saturday at 6:30 a.m. aired on our online radio station Radio ATI Today via the Radio King and the Zeno Radio apps. You can download these apps on the Google Play Store and the Apple Store. This time of devotion promises to be insightful, inspiring, and draw you closer to God. Your day will surely be empowered with God leading the way. Make a point to tune into our online radio station Radio ATI Today, this and every Monday to Saturday at 6:30 a.m. and you will surely be blessed. God richly bless you. Welcome back.
And so we're going to talk about fasting, hallelujah. And then just remember we are resetting. We've been fasting. I want to press the reset button, hallelujah. So fasting, what is fasting? Fasting, we are touching base so that you just know what, whenever we say we are declaring a fast. In this church, we like fasting. Because it's biblical and it's often spirit-led. The Spirit led us in the month of June, dominated in prayer. God was asking, how are you going to dominate? You need power. You need an infusion of power, divine power into your spirit. So that when you bind, it will be bound. You say, where two or three shall agree as binding anything here on earth, it shall be bound in the heavens. That's what we're talking about. God said, you do it here on earth. It has to be done equally, reciprocated in the heavens. Or is it replicated in the heavens before you get your breakthrough? So, media, I've become a believer for so long. No breakthroughs. And you don't want to fast? You don't want to pay a price? We'll come to that in a moment. Hallelujah. Well, maybe I should just be mixing it. Like a sister went to tell her mom that, mommy, I've got a boyfriend. My boyfriend wants to come home or the person who will cheer so that we'll get married and we are going to do a white wedding in church. Say the mother was not even smiling. The mom was just, I will fear her. Oh, but your wedding will fear her. If you had an sister, huh? True. Or didn't the boyfriend be here? Now they started. They started visiting him. And you are there. You have all these resources as a believer, as a born again. You see, these are not Anansi stories, so. They are the truths of life. And that's why the Bible is there for us to understand what is happening over your life. Hallelujah. You see it. You see the power, satanic forces operating. And my favorite one, hallelujah. Husband number one, buy or catch him so they never call Afghanistan or make no place. So we ain't no journey here. Tell us what I could be Togo. I may be number two. I'm so bad. Dad and sir, it's the pattern, it's there. Onso oba. Hallelujah. Oh, afamidye. Stand up! And rise up. So you see the pattern, and it tells you a story. You need to know how to fast and pray. Fasting, fasting simply means a pre-planned, deliberate, and intentional abstinence from food, plus or minus water, for a specified duration of time to set oneself aside in seeking the face of God through prayers and intercessions, reading, studying, meditating on the word of God for a desired blessing or spiritual favor from the hand of the Lord. Some of us, before we married, we saw the pattern in our homes. Oh, Jesus. Oh, we prayed. Praise God. 21 years and counting. Maybe we'll just make it. Hallelujah. Amen. So we'll not stop praying. That's the point. Because you know they are there. They are there. Oh, Jesus. I believe that. When we are growing up and we didn't know the Lord, we were all very simplistic about the world, eh? And I'll go to school and I'll go to the university. And what do you want? I'll be an engineer. I'll be a doctor and I'll study and I'll marry. Maybe I may pay half caste. Hallelujah. And then we'll get married and we'll live happily ever. It's fantastic, isn't it? That was a dream of all of us. But what happened? What happened? Ask, what happened? What happened? I don't know. The dreams were torpedoed. Everything was going on well. I don't know. Suddenly. My husband said he was coming. Suddenly. Meti enwe drew America. Bankra. Uwe yose. Faka anufadayinu midi achewo. Asa. All dreams. Shattered dreams. And then you turned and then you saw it. The pattern is all. Your cousin. Your big sister. Your auntie. They are all there. But the two maybe have a share and sir. Change. Reverse. You won't fast and pray. How are you going to get access? And change the events that are occurring over your life. I'm not saying the Bible is a God is the one saying it. The Bible is not silent about these things, about supernatural forces battling against the man that God loves so well. And they said that is why he came, listen, to steal, kill, destroy. Steal, kill, destroy. But I have come that you may have life and have abundant life. At one thing he was deceived and I saw Satan, that was Jesus talking, fall like lightning from heaven. He said, Peter, Satan has desired to sift you like wheat. But I have prayed for you that you stand. And you think the world is just like that? No, you have not started living. You have not started living. When you start living as a believer, and you are sober and humble and go to that word, you, what a world. And at some point in your life, you should get mad. You should be tired. Ejume biya o baby anase. Ejume biya ade. Na otiho. Tumi. E di tumi amount. Se ne obeti mi asakranyem. Ewa ukoto jweni mo. Ukoto jweni. Paiboni a country. Any training here. So it's intentional abstinence from food plus or minus water for a specified duration of time to set oneself aside in seeking the face of God through prayers through intercessions, through reading, through studying, and meditating on the Word of God for a desired spiritual blessing or favor from God. Amen. Now, people have added over time other things like doing away with, you know, your favorite pastimes and saying that, oh, I'm going to fast television, I'm going to fast TV watching, movie watching. No, no, no. Primarily, when we are talking about fasting, it's abstinence from food plus or minus water. Hallelujah. It's for a specified duration so that you can fixate and focus your mind on God. Hallelujah. Amen. But then it is implied that you try to do away with other pleasures and pastimes so that you can focus on God. Hallelujah. Amen. And this demands a lot of discipline. If you have been coming along for the past 27 days, you know it takes discipline. Hallelujah. Amen. But you take the initial step, and then the Spirit of the Lord, who dwells within us as born-again believers, now he begins to release grace, resources, enablement, desire, strength to go on. Hallelujah. Amen. So, in biblical Christianity, biblical fast is always spirit-driven, initiated from God. Hallelujah. That's what we need to know. It is an initiative of the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. Amen.
This broadcast was proudly sponsored by the friends and partners of Harvest Chapel International Kumasi. Thank you for listening to Local Shema Hour with Reverend Dr. Joseph Baobi. We believe that as you act on this word, God's power will transform your life. Join or visit us for our in-person family service at Harvest Chapel International Dinyami Kumasi, close to Micklin Hotel and on the Sunset Road, this and every Sunday at 7 a.m. for our tea service, 8:30 a.m. for our Bible study, and 9 a.m. for our English service. You can also join us this and every Wednesday for our amazing midweek teaching service at 6 p.m. and on Fridays for our prayer solution service, also at 6 p.m. Remember that all our services are streamed online at Harvest Chapel International Kumasi on our Facebook and YouTube pages. You can also listen to us at any time on our online radio station, Radio HCI Today, accessible via the Radio King and Zeno apps. You can download these apps on the Google Play Store and Apple Store. You are free to access all life-transforming sermons by Reverend Dr. Joseph Baobin via podcast by searching for Harvest Chapel International Kumasi in all podcast platforms. For prayer requests or any other inquiries, please contact us via SMS, voice call or WhatsApp on 055-124-5252, 055-124-5252. We look forward to seeing you at our next service. Until then, keep living for Jesus. God richly bless you.